The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. We're here again, Thursday. Your besties are here.
Good afternoon.
Hey, everyone.
Or morning.
I'm actually interested when people listen to podcasts. Like, when are they listening to Killing Time? Is this a morning podcast? Is this an afternoon, night?
So maybe it's a little insider baseball for people out there. We upload, every episode goes live at 3 a.m. Pacific, 6 a.m. on the East Coast.
Yeah.
We found that that's when people are starting their commutes to work. I think that's a big batch of who's listening to podcasts.
On the way to work.
On their way to work. I think on your way out of work, you're probably beat down. You don't want to hear anybody else talk.
I don't know.
I listen to podcasts anytime in the car.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this. Well, Jared was talking about how he's just over music, and so am I. Like, there's not a single artist that could have put out a new song or a new album that I would be excited about, except for The Main, of course.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
But, like, all of my, like, favorite artists from back in the day, I'm like, if they put out an album, I'm like, it's probably going to suck.
Yeah.
Like, all I do is listen to podcasts. Music is, like, relevant to me now.
Yeah, I find like an occasional hit that like I like to cry to in the car.
Yeah.
Right now it's Season of the Sticks.
By
you guys know that song?
No.
Well, I've been listening to the Olivia Rodrigo cover.
Stick Season.
Stick Season.
Noah Kahan, is that his name?
Yeah,
yeah. It was a TikTok guy.
Season of the Sticks.
No, Olivia Rodrigo called it Season of, well, that's the lyrics, Stick Season.
Okay.
But yeah, that's, I've been, I cried to that one on the way here.
Is it a sad one?
Yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, it's like thinking about love lost.
Oh.
And one of the lyrics is like, I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. I'm
dagger
to the heart.
I don't know if this is the same song. It might be.
It is. The one with the Noah one.
I don't
Yeah, it is.
He doesn't do it for me.
No, but Olivia Rodrigo as well.
Yeah.
Her cover will.
I haven't gotten into Olivia Rodrigo.
Me either. This is just
hits.
This one song.
Okay. I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah.
We were listening to our, when we were in Big Sur. We were listening to, I have a night campfire playlist, like that's what it's titled, and it's like all of the songs that like hit you like right in the feels. The Night We Met by Lord Huron is probably the saddest song of all time, I think.
I listen to Lord Huron all the time and cry.
That's a good crying song.
Yeah.
I mean, all their songs kind of sound the same. They all kind of sound like that song.
You said The Night We Met?
The Night We Met.
Yeah, yeah. Meet Me in the Woods, all of their songs. Like, I saw them in the cemetery and it was like,
that would be so good.
Me and Matt like had like a spiritual experience.
That's awesome. That was
a good
to see in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
That's,
it was
really
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, for anybody listening that doesn't know what we're talking about, there is a cemetery in Hollywood called the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. It's where a lot of famous people are buried, but they do, and I don't know how people will react to this, but they do concerts there and they show movies.
Yeah.
But they always pick really good artists to do concerts. I think, were you there when we saw The National?
No.
Oh, I saw The National there, Lord Huron. They'll do Bon Iver.
Yeah.
Bands like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good.
Yeah. Very like,
spooky,
dreamy, like haunting. But they don't like do it where people are buried. They have an open lawn where no one is buried.
Yeah.
That they do it there, which I think is respectful.
Front row tickets. If you're a dead body somewhere under the ground there.
That's true.
You know?
I mean, it is a cool place to be buried because then you, I mean, there's lots of people. Alexis used to do her runs there. There's lots of people that do picnics. You got
We
concerts.
Did my birthday party there last year.
Yeah. Beautiful, it's probably the most, one of the most beautiful cemeteries I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
They really keep it up well. And it, I don't know.
Lots of celebs.
Yeah.
Lots of celebs there. Toto from The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm. A lot of celeb sightings.
Yeah.
Joey Ramone, Dee Dee Ramone.
Yeah. Who else is buried there?
Starts with an M. Super famous.
Marilyn
Hattie
Monroe.
McDaniel.
Oh.
That's like old Hollywood.
Yeah. We'll get there. It's still early here.
We'll look it up. All right. Well, before we get into the day, we'll do our quick reminder.
Anton Yelchin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. That one was really sad.
Awful.
Before we get into our episode, Patreon reminder, if you're not joining us on Patreon, please join us. Lots of fun bonus content over there. If you are watching this Killing Time on video, you're watching us on Patreon. We'd love to have you.
Yeah. And for those of you listening who aren't watching, you get one full true crime episode per week in addition to what we already release on our First Degree feed. So
you also get ad-free episodes.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
All of the episodes.
So,
lots of good stuff for you over there. All right. Should we get into the day today?
Yes.
Today is November 16th, exactly 1 week until the best meal of your life, Thanksgiving.
The best.
Wow.
Are we already prepping?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been mentally prepping.
I prep all year for this. This is like my Super Bowl.
I know.
You know?
So good.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're going to go back into the days. We're going back into 1519.
Whoa.
The city of Havana moved its current location to avoid mosquito infestations. So back in the day, you could just be like, this city is not here anymore. We're moving it over here. And what the craziest thing about that is I have been to the new Havana, obviously the new one, since it was after 1519. I've never seen less bugs in my entire life. I thought because you're like kind of in Central America, it would be infested with mosquitoes. And it was like, I don't know what they sprayed in the air back in the day, but there's nothing there.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It's my kind of place.
I know.
I do not like a bug.
No mosquitoes.
Well, careful, because I just listened to the New York Times podcast and they said like in the war against mosquitoes, we're losing. And
we're
losing
big mosquito.
It's honestly incredible. 30 minutes. I highly recommend if you want to like know more about that.
Okay.
So obviously mosquitoes spread
disease
in places like Africa and Asia and occasionally here. Remember when we had the Zika thing, but apparently mosquitoes are just adapting faster. Like pesticides are no longer working. They went from biting at night to adapting to biting during the day because everyone started sleeping with nets all across Africa. And they're like, well, that's not going to work. So they're like really smart and they adapt within like one generation.
Whoa.
They adapt fast.
No
life
way.
Finds a way.
Well, and I think mosquitoes, as we've seen very recently within this small group, they are biting faces now. I feel like mosquitoes never bit faces back in the day. Jared keeps getting mosquito bites on his face.
Oh, my face. You know where I get them a lot? Are around my ankles.
Yeah, because your ankles are the only part showing when you're wearing like a pant.
I got one here.
There's
at
one.
The party the other day.
Look at that.
I got some. Maybe I got them at your party too.
It's not my kind of party.
I got them all over my legs.
All over?
Not all over, but I had a few on my legs, but I'm like, where could it have been from?
Maybe.
We don't have them on the west side.
I got one.
Ouch.
I usually get them on my face.
Okay.
I got four on my face last week.
Oh, my
remember?
God.
Because it was the only part of my body showing at night. So I heard it buzzing in my ear and it woke me up.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and I was like, cool. It was like, fine, I'll settle for your dumb face. And it just bit me four times. Just bite me once then.
Just once. We did when we were doing our road trip to Big Sur. We obviously had so many bugs that we had hit, but I saw a lot of blood on there. So I think we hit some mosquitoes.
We took out a good amount of them, but I don't think we solved the problem.
No, we didn't solve the problem. We tried.
That's the thing with the Jeep is that the windshield's like flat.
We hit so many bugs.
We're just a death machine.
It's insane. Okay, 1841, life preservers made of cork are patented by Napoleon Guerin. So that was like the first life preserver.
Wow.
Just a slice of cork.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
It was just cork?
I guess.
Cork is very buoyant.
Cork
is very buoyant.
Yeah.
1907, Oklahoma becomes the 46th U.S. state. 1914, the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States officially opens its doors, becoming the central banking system of the country. So before 1914, I don't know what we were doing.
The Federal Reserve.
Throwing bags of coins at stuff to pay for things.
Yep.
Can we go back to that?
Pelts?
I love that.
I know that's all you really want to do in life.
Throw like a bag of gold nuggets at someone. Be like, I'll take the house.
Dude, you ever watch? Yeah, for real. You ever watch a movie and it's like old timey and like some guy orders like a drink at the bar and he just slams down some random denomination?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, how do you both it's of you like, know that that's
how does
the correct
Captain Jack Sparrow know?
That's what I'm saying.
Especially because he's off in some port in a foreign land.
Yeah. You're like, how did you guys agree on this inflation charge here?
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be different everywhere
conversion
you go.
Rate.
Conversion.
Satchel. And usually, you know, sometimes, yeah, it's a that's the big moment is if it's they're in a bag.
Yeah.
And then they don't even show you what's in the bag. It's just implied that both
that
parties.
It's, that it's going to pay for what you're getting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would be cool if we could go to like the Native American wampum and then we could go just find shells.
That's cool.
That's what they did.
Oh, yeah.
At least the Northeastern.
Was that currency
Iroquois,
for them?
Algonquin. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Wow. We should go back to bartering. Pelts. Okay.
Bartering?
Pelts.
I mean, you
corn.
Know, you know where you can barter.
Bags of
Burning
spices.
Man.
Oh yeah, Burning Man.
You can only
oregano.
Spice.
Yeah, oregano.
No, they like saffron.
Really? Well, saffron. That's expensive. Yeah, that's
and salt.
Salt. Wars were fought over
tea.
This. Ooh, tea,
pickle juice,
yeah.
Vinegar,
olive juice.
Yeah,
that's what I'd be looking for.
Because you're trying to make those dirty martinis.
Hell yeah, baby.
Okay, 1933, Swiss physicist Fritz Zwicky.
What a name.
Whoa. Made up for sure.
Fritz Zwicky.
Not a real guy.
Publishes the first evidence for the existence of dark matter in his seminal article, The Redshift of Extragalactic Nebulae.
Cool.
Whoa.
What year?
1933.
How did he know about it?
I don't know. But Fritz Zwicky and that name of that book is just pretty wild.
It's awesome.
Nebulae.
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 That's plural nebula.
Mm-hmm.
1938, LSD is first synthesized by Swiss chemist Dr. Albert Hofmann.
Speaking of going to space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, different way to go to space. Only 5 years after Fritz Zwicky.
Really?
Yeah. Published his article. 1939, Al Capone was free from...
Capone.
What did I say?
Pacone.
Al Capone. Did I really say Pacone?
He said Al Pacone.
Al Capone was freed from Alcatraz.
Wow.
Wow. Al Capone, bad guy.
Did he swim?
No, I think he was freed.
Oh. Like he got out?
Like they let him out.
Oh.
Why did they do that? Wasn't he a bad guy?
Yeah.
Didn't they get him on... The IRS got him.
Don't mess with the IRS.
No. Don't mess with the IRS.
You'll go to Alcatraz.
They will come and get you.
But they'll let you out eventually, apparently. So
yeah, that's
not
true.
That bad.
In 1974, the first interstellar radio message was sent to the Arecibo telescope towards M41, a cluster of stars 25,000 light years away. Now, I think we might have talked about this before, but I'm going to show you guys. This is the message that they sent.
What is, why?
I'll tell you what it's on it. Does that look familiar to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I've seen this.
So I got that.
So in the message... They had like five different things. The first thing, right to left, was the numbers 1 through 10. Next was the atomic numbers of hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, the basic chemicals of life on Earth. So you're like letting them know what we're made
out of. What's
here? What we're made out of.
What's here to sustain life if they can breathe.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If they can, like what compounds they need.
Right.
But this is assuming that they'll fucking understand. Yeah. And that their science, it looks like ours.
Yeah. And like...
It's also putting a lot of trust in them not turning us into like a meat farm.
Yeah.
I don't know what, like, I think this is maybe like a radio signal. I don't know. Anyways, the next one was the formulas for the chemical building blocks of DNA. So letting them know what we are. And then there's a representation of a DNA double helix in white and the number of nucleotides in the human genome. And then... They just did a stick figure of what a human looks like.
Love that.
Okay.
And
big alien head on it.
And the typical height of a human, 5'9½".
You know what's going to happen? Is they're going to see that. They're going to be like, these idiots. They're going to be like, who drew this?
Well, it is.
Like, why are they talking to us like we're 5 years old?
You sent this all the way here and it's a stick figure?
It really is. It literally is a stick figure
that's
made out of like
wants,
4 blocks.
That's why nobody
they
wants
to. They were doing LSD
with
when they came up with this.
That's true. That's true.
All around the same time.
Yeah.
Hopefully the aliens are also doing LSD when it gets to them. 1982, E.T. came out.
Wow.
One of my favorite movies.
A fantastic film.
When I was a kid, I was obsessed with E.T. because obviously he's like so cute. And I went to Universal.
He's ugly cute.
Yeah, but like my kind of cute.
Yeah.
That's like probably where my love for things like that started. But I went on the E.T. ride at Universal Studios. And at the very end, E.T. says like, goodbye, Megan. Goodbye, Jessica. Like, bye to everybody on the ride, like the kids. And he did not pronounce my name right. So I went back on the ride many times until he pronounced my name right.
Wow.
Because I was so upset that I wanted E.T. to pronounce my name right.
You just wanted E.T. to be a
and
real
you like
friend.
Enter your name beforehand?
I think so. I don't remember how it was, but yeah. There was some way, or maybe the parents told him or something like that. But I was so upset because he kept calling me Jacqueline or Jackie or something.
Wow.
And I was like, he doesn't like me.
Rude.
1990, Milli Vanilli were stripped of their Grammy because the duo did not sing at all on their Girl You Know It's True album.
This is... Yeah.
What a con.
I wish I looked more into this because I actually don't know the ins and outs of the Milli Vanilli. Like,
I thought that it was a record label. Thing. I didn't know it was a recorded record that just wasn't them.
Yeah, I guess
is
nothing
that what you're
was
saying?
Them. But like when you look back at bands like, well, I guess the Monkees were actually them. But I'm trying to think of other like, and Together, I guess they were actually singing. But like other bands that were like kind of put together as like a fake thing.
O-Town? I think that's probably them.
No, that's them.
Yeah. So like Milli Vanilli, they're just like, nah, you're just going to be the front people.
Yeah, you're the faces. You're not doing anything at all. And they want a Grammy.
An industry plant.
Industry plant.
Yeah.
We should actually look into them.
It honestly seems like a waste of money. Like find...
Just find two people that
can
sing.
And then market them better. Yeah. Like make them look like Milli Vanilli.
You know, a lot of people said Lil Nas X is an industry plant. But guess what? When I saw him at Hangout Fest... There's no way.
That man is so outspoken.
Yeah.
I'm just like, he would rat himself out.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
He was so badass.
I love him.
Oh, man, I love him so much. Anyways. He was the best.
He's my favorite Instagram follow.
Yeah. I love him.
I
still need to do it.
He just doesn't give a fuck.
No.
He's like, doesn't care. And I think he's uncancelable. Like, I think he's, yeah. No matter what he does.
He's just going. Whatever
he
wants to do.
No, because
he's
just doing his thing and he's so confident in what he's doing.
Not afraid of anyone or what anyone thinks.
Me too. Respect.
In 2009, the Twilight Saga New Moon, based on the book by Stephanie Meyer, directed by Chris Welts, starring Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson, premieres in Los Angeles. Twilight, man.
I saw Robert Pattinson before Twilight came out.
Really?
At my friend Veronica. I don't know if she listens to these killing times. At her birthday party. It was a bowling party.
I remember this.
And he was talking about how rich and famous he was going to be.
No!
We're like, this fucking idiot. No way. He's like, no, you guys. He wasn't a... But he was still likable about it. He's like, no, I don't know how to explain to you what this series is going to be.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, shut up. Like, everyone in LA says that. Good for you for thinking it. But like, no way. And it's like, yes, way.
I remember there was a picture of you at that bowling alley with Robert Pattinson.
I have that picture. Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on here?
Wasn't
like,
he in Harry Potter before this?
No.
Yes, he was.
He was?
Yeah, he was.
Oh,
he was.
I didn't know that.
I forget what his character's name was. But
Cedric, he wasn't big in it, was he?
Cedric? He was like a... No, it wasn't big. I mean, he was probably a top tier four character.
I think he's like a one or two movie kind of guy. I could be wrong. I forget.
Yeah, he
now.
Was like a
Shit.
Character that people knew his name, but like he didn't. It's not like he was in like the main like rotation. Yeah. I don't remember.
But he
his
knew.
Name.
I mean, he knew it was coming.
That's
I mean,
really
he
funny.
He saw Twilight and he was like, oh, shit.
He's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm going to be the biggest star in the entire
in the world. Yeah.
In like 2 weeks.
He was really nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. How was his bowling game?
I don't remember.
Really?
I should find that picture though.
I would have remembered.
I'll find that picture.
Yeah, you should.
We should post it. He's a pretty good Batman. I don't know if you guys saw it. You didn't, obviously.
He was emo.
I didn't like
Batman.
His voice. Well, if his voice sounded so forced.
Nobody likes Batman's voice.
Because he's faking it so he doesn't sound like himself.
I'm not the one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
It didn't really work for me, but I still watched it.
It was like emo Batman.
Yeah.
I like that.
So you would like it.
I didn't watch it.
It's emo Batman.
I don't watch movies. Yeah.
Right. Anyways.
We're going to get into some Twilight stuff coming up because I don't know if you guys remember a couple weeks ago, I was talking about how the name Isabella is like super popular for all of the girls that are like going into college. And it's because of Twilight, because of the character Bella. So we're going to kind of get into some other crazy shit that people have done for these Twilight movies.
Oh, my God.
Later.
Yes.
But the last thing that I'm going to get into today is in 2010, Avril Lavigne divorces Sum 41 singer Derek Willoughby. Due to irreconcilable differences.
I think it's Wibbly.
Wibbly. Oh, what did I say?
Will be.
Close enough. They're married for 3 years. And that was a weird marriage.
What's their big song? And now it's over.
Whose?
Sum 41.
I don't know that one.
No?
No, I think you're doing like SR-71 or
SR-71, Sum 41.
Sum 41 Fat Lip.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. It's over.
In Too Deep?
And I'm in too deep.
Okay. Before we get into On the Stand, I got to tell you the word of the day.
Okay.
Heimscheißer, German. And it is, sorry, Lex, toilet humor. Somebody who is unable to poop outside the comforts of their own home literally translates to home shitter.
Yeah, scheißen.
Shit.
Yeah.
Home shitter.
Home shitter. There are a lot of people that are like that. Like they got to be in the comforts of their own home and their nice bathroom that they're very comfortable with. And they're a Heimscheißer.
I get it. Listen, I get it. And we don't have to go into detail here, Lex, but we've had to adapt over the years.
I'm not a Heimscheißer.
Traveling a lot and being on the road for work. That's not me. You gotta sometimes be comfy wherever you are.
I saw this on Instagram, actually. I didn't even have to look it up, and I was like, I'm keeping this one.
That's a good one.
It's that a good word for everybody to learn. Heimscheißer.
Heimscheißer.
So it sounds so German.
Heimscheißer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Because it is.
I know. But it like sounds.
I'm like, when you said German, I'm like, no shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
No shit. Scheißer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back, we've got some bitching to do.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the RealReal makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the RealReal, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Okay, welcome to On the Stand. Every week, we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We love it. We hate it. We talk about it. We discuss it, debate it, vote if it's guilty or not guilty. Bring it to Instagram. You vote if it's guilty or not guilty. Sometimes we have a listener on the stand. We have one today.
We do.
But if you want to call in and send us your on the stand, what is the number, Jared?
The number is 818-446-6889.
Call us in. You're on the stands. What are you pissed about today?
I want the grievances. Give them to me.
Give me your grievances.
Do we want to start with the listener?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
Here we go.
Hey, guys. I'm so excited to be calling in. I have an on the stand that has been bugging me for a while, and I wanted to present it to you guys, let you weigh in, and see if it's guilty. I want to put on the stand bagels that don't have enough cream cheese. We've all been a victim of this crime before, and it's absolutely awful. I generally get a bagel to go, so I don't even notice until I get home. And you unwrap it, you're so excited, and it has the smallest amount of cream cheese, like definitely not enough, and it's just the worst. A bagel is meant to have cream cheese, and if there's not enough, I mean, it's just not as enjoyable, right? So this is guilty as hell. I hate when I get a bagel and there's not enough cream cheese. I would much rather it have too much cream cheese that you have to kind of like wipe off than to not have enough. So I'm putting that on the stand. It's definitely guilty. And yeah, love the show. Love listening to you guys. I look forward to it every week. And yeah, can't wait to hear your thoughts. Bye.
Girl, I feel ya. I am the type of person that if something is, when it comes to food, is not exactly as I want it, it's basically useless for me. And throw a bagel with cream cheese that there's not enough, it's like, why am I even doing this?
I feel like the reason that a bagel exists is because it's not acceptable to sit there with a spoon and cream cheese.
Yeah. Well, it's a vessel for cream cheese.
You know, like, okay, but I will say there's a minimum limit and there's a maximum limit. Like,
no.
Because, no, dude, because there are places in New York, God bless you, New York. I love you and your bagels, especially your bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll. That's a whole different situation. But there are places where, like, I don't know how they stay in business because they're giving away cream cheese, like buckets. Yeah. And you'll have like half an inch of cream cheese on the bagel, maybe more. Mm. To me, there is a limit, though. Like, I'll feel gross if I'm going that hard.
I don't want it coming out the sides when I bite it.
You do or don't?
I don't.
Okay.
Like, because then it's like I find myself wiping it off with the paper sometimes. But I'll say I have bagel. Me and Matt are like, we have a bakery down the street, so we do bagels pretty frequently.
Yeah.
And like, we keep cream cheese at home because if there's not enough, I'm putting more on.
Absolutely.
Because like, again, it's a useless, like, I won't eat it. It's too dry. Yeah. I can't eat anything dry.
No, then you're just eating a piece of bread.
Yeah. It's like
nothing
no.
on it.
Right.
Ew.
There is no too much cream cheese for me. I'm like, more is more. No matter what, I'm always putting more on.
I did go through a phase where I was putting butter on bagels.
Yeah, not for me.
But I had to get like an interesting bagel in order for that to make sense.
I think cream cheese and jam together is a amazing combo.
Mm.
Put a little jam. Oh, you don't
Ooh,
like jam.
I really want a bagel now.
Yeah.
I do too. It sounds so good.
I'll bring him next time we record from the good bakery.
Yeah.
That sounds like a treat.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm saying guilty.
Guilty.
Guilty. Put some cream cheese on there.
I'm piggybacking off of this, and I actually thought of this before the bagel comment, which is crazy, but I'm putting wheat bread on the stand.
Oh, yes.
Last night, it was Mike's Monday, which is when we go to Jersey Mike's on a Monday. It's like a tradition for us in this household. And like I said, like if something is not the way that I want it perfectly, it's almost a waste for me. So I always get white bread because obviously it's delicious, but their bread was all fucked up. So all they had was wheat bread. And I'm like, I guess I'm going to try this and like see how it goes. It's not good.
No.
No. Wheat bread is disgusting. I think it was also like advertised as being so much healthier than white bread. But like when you look at the calorie content and shit in a wheat bread, it's like just as bad. So I don't know where like the upside of wheat bread is because it's gross.
I don't know if it's just
maybe
as bad.
Fiber. I think you get some more vitamins and minerals that because you bleach it out if it's white. So I think like it's more about the nutrients than it is about like.
But like how
calories.
Many nutrients are we really expecting to get through bread?
Not very many.
Like just get them somewhere else. Put some veggies on there and get them through there.
That's very true. I mean, if you're going with bread, you want For me, at least, I want.
I mean, white
get,
bread's just so good.
I'm like, I'm eating superior. Bread. I might as well just
eat the bread.
Like a Hawaiian roll. Oh, yeah. That's the stuffing I make. Whoa. King Hawaiian roll stuffing.
Mamma mia!
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That sounds incredible. Really?
I'll send you that recipe. It's fucking crazy. Ooh. With like, it has like sausage in it.
Oh.
Like ground up.
I'm so this is making me
I know
so
I'll send you the recipe.
But you just
though.
Keep talking about bread too, yeah. And it's like it all just sounds so good. But I'm gonna put it's just it's not good. Wheat bread's not good. And I was like, you know what I'm gonna have to do? Put a fuck ton of mayonnaise on it and like douse it in vinegar to try to like unweedify it,
make it more soft,
and make it like taste like because it's dry and gross,
yeah,
and like tastes like cardboard.
So was Mike's ruined?
It was ruined.
Kinda.
And they forgot my cookie. Jared literally, he felt so bad for me. He's like, I'll drive back there and get you a cookie.
And you're like,
and
no.
It's not close.
You're
and
like, honestly,
traffic.
Don't even bother because the sandwich is ruined already.
It was ruined. I'm going to try again because I'll never give up on Mike's.
Well, no,
but like,
hold on. It was so funny because we get there and like, so you know, Jack is, she's like so fucking excited to go to Jersey Mike, talking about it for like 3 days. We get there and we walk around the corner and I look at like, you know, how they have like they have the big bread cart.
Yeah.
And it's empty.
Uh-oh.
I see it. And I'm
this
like,
has happened before, and I literally waited a half an hour for them to cook new bread. So I'm like, oh, worst case scenario, we'll just have to wait.
In my mind, they've got another bread cart in the back, right? They just haven't.
It's a sandwich
yeah.
place.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
how
we got a
not?
Store, and you're like, can you go see if you have my size in the back? I'm like, you have more in the back somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works. You just do. They don't. And but when we get up to the counter, we go, can we do it on white? And he goes, well, this is what our white bread looks like. And something happened with the dough.
They didn't rise.
And it was like
yeah,
flat.
It was like flat.
Like didn't rise. It was so funny. He was like, but
if
I have
you want this.
And Jack goes, fuck.
I was like, I was verbally upset. I was
it
like,
was
no.
Awesome. Yeah. And I'm like, she's not normally like this.
Jared's already embarrassed of me going to Jersey Mike's because I'm in my robe. Like, so he was really embarrassed.
You're in your robe.
Yeah.
They know
always.
Her. They know she.
No, I'm the character in their simulation because I'm the girl with the robe that comes at 5:30 every single
and they
Monday.
Look, every time they look right at her, they go, extra cheese, right?
No, they know my whole order. They know like the sides that I want. But the problem is our guy wasn't working that day anyways. Yeah. So I'm like, it's because it's a new guy.
It's because the new guy ruined the bread.
He ruined the bread. But anyways, I was verbally upset. And then I think he felt bad. So he like made my mini like longer.
I will say this.
I'm
though,
like, he definitely felt bad for me.
I have a gripe.
What?
Because so he obviously we're devastated about the wheat bread.
Devastated.
You know, and there was a miscalculation on their part. And then when we got the double cheese, he leans over and he goes, make sure you charge him for the double cheese or the extra cheese. I was like, can't you give me a break on the extra cheese today?
Give me a break. And he charged us for the cookie and then they never gave us a cookie. I will forgive you, Jersey Mike's, but
we still love you,
I
Jersey
still
Mike's.
Am mad.
Wow.
Wheat but bread, guilty.
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 Damn.
Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
See, this is funny. This is a piggyback off of our conversation, but I thought about this on my way here. So okay. It's just a quinky dink.
Quinky dink.
So I'm putting unsalted butter on the stand.
Okay.
And it's this because I almost bought it for my butter candle that I made the other day.
Yeah.
And then I caught it like at the register and I was like, that would have ruined. I mean, it kind of tasted like a candle anyway, but like it would have really ruined it if it were unsalted
it
butter.
Ruined it. Yeah.
Like no one would have even.
Why do they make unsalted butter? Because
I tell you exactly
recipes.
Why.
You know why? Probably. But I thought it makes all recipes better with the salted butter.
No, it changes the recipe. So Baking is a science.
Yeah.
You would know that if anyone has ever tried to bake, it's a science.
Yeah.
Like the best way to measure when you're baking is to weigh things.
Yeah.
I have insider knowledge from prior experiences in my life on baking, and I do know that salted butter just changes the consistency. It changes the
chemistry.
Recipe. Mm. So,
but nobody's using unsalted butter to like butter their bread.
I had a buttered English muffin this morning and if it didn't have salt on it, I would have thrown it away.
I'm used to.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm used to unsalted butter.
Really? And then you just salt it?
Then you put some like fleur de sel on it?
If I need to, sure. But I'm just.
Ew, it's butter. Then it literally just tastes like lard.
Cream. Fat.
Do I want salt in my butter? Yes.
Yeah.
So, if this is a choice between salted and unsalted,
I mean,
butter.
I understand. I'm just wondering if anybody out there uses unsalted butter for anything other than baking. Like, do you enjoy it on your toast? Maybe
that's the question.
Some people don't like salt as much as I do. I salt everything extra.
I nuke everything with salt.
Me too.
Dude, yeah, it's
like,
bad.
I love it.
I must be like burning
again.
Taste
if
buds
if
off.
Something is not salted, why am I eating it?
Yeah,
useless.
I need that. Activation, taste bud activation. Otherwise, the craving
the nice
is not met.
Dehydration.
craving is not met. Yeah. Otherwise,
I agree.
Suck the moisture out of my body.
Yeah.
Same thing with me in a crunch. If there's not a crunch in something, I'm like, I'm not satisfied. I can't do Sugarfish. There's no crunch.
Yeah.
Unless you're just going soggy. Unless you're trying to make the world's best cookie, I'm going to say guilty on the.
Guilty.
So you don't use salted butter on a cookie.
But you, add
you
salt.
Put salt in the recipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just want to make sure that you get the, it changes the recipe.
I wouldn't know. All right. Guilty.
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 Jared?
Mine's semi-food related.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm trying to figure out if I have a, if my memory as a kid is wrong or not.
Mine usually is.
But as a child, I remember that my jack-o'-lantern that I carved would stay good for weeks. As I've become an adult and carved some pumpkins with Jack, I realized the shelf life of a jack-o'-lantern is 2.5 days.
I don't know if you remember that right.
Do they rot that fast? No, has it always been like that?
No, but I'm from New York.
Okay.
Where it's cold around Halloween.
Oh.
So mine lasted because
you kept them outside.
We kept them outside and it's like frosty. And yeah. But you're from Phoenix where it's hot.
I know, but I remember my carvings lasting
for
a long time. Yeah, as a kid.
I do too. I thought like when you had a jack-o'-lantern, you could let them last for weeks. And we carved ours before Halloween and
they
died in 2 days.
Big pumpkin.
Overnight. We went to bed one night and they were fine. And then we woke up the next morning.
They were a puddle of mush.
No, it was literally mold around the whole thing on our credenza. Sick. But we kept them inside because we don't have anywhere to put them outside. But it was disgusting.
I don't know where I'm really going with this. I just feel like maybe
big pumpkin. It's planned obsolescence.
It's big pumpkin. Yeah.
They're probably pumping them with something.
Pumping them.
But you'd think they'd pump them with something to make them last longer.
I just feel like, and this could be, yeah, one of those false like childhood memories, but I feel like when I was a kid, jack-o'-lanterns lasted forever.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
It is sad because I also form.
You had good ones too.
I form an emotional connection, number one, with a pumpkin when I buy it because I have to pick the right pumpkin. So yeah. Then like I feel like I'm bonding with it. And then I bond even more after I cut a face into it. Yeah. So then when I start seeing it deteriorate, like I get very sad. So the fact that it only lasts 2 days, like it really.
When we saw him all rotted, she was like, no.
It makes me, I mean, because I see the face and then I'm going to throw you out. Like it's really, it's a pretty big bummer.
Sorry, pumpkin.
Sorry, pumpkins. Anyways, I guess jack-o'-lanterns.
You're a biohazard. So.
I think we all need to take a closer look into Big Pumpkin because something's going on.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
You're not wrong.
All pumpkins, right. Guilty.
Guilty.
Well, when we come back, it's time for True Crime Rewind.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit beddies.com. That's BEDDYS.com.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
All right, welcome back. We're jumping into Twilight.
Wow.
When I saw this on the day, I was like, you know, I read all the Twilights. Did you?
Yeah. But like, I don't remember.
And I watched, did you watch the movies?
Not really.
For your boy Robert? No?
No.
No. Did you watch it? No.
No, nah, dude.
It was definitely a girl. I mean, nah, Harry Potter dude. Was boy, like for guys and girls. Twilight, I feel like, was more like female focused. I read the books and I watched the movies and like, I think we're a little bit too old to like get into the fandom of it all. And it was also like really fucking lame compared to Harry Potter, but like I read them anyways. And I don't know if you guys remember, and I don't know if this is a myth or not, but there was a rumor going on that Stephanie Meyer, like the author of the book, it was an My Chemical Romance fan fiction.
Whoa.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, because My Chem would have been a band.
She said like one of her biggest inspirations was My Chem and Gerard like doing the whole thing.
Well, so Gerard Way is a very well-known graphic novel.
Yeah. No, he does like Umbrella
Academy. Also like, yeah, the Umbrella Academy. Like he's a very well-versed like creative mind in that sort of space. So I could see, I could absolutely see that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like, I mean, it's alleged. I don't know if it's true or not, but like she was like a big, she seemed like a big fanfic.
There's
kind
no
of like
question
a guy.
That book and movie, they've got an emo leaning vibe to them.
It's definitely emo. Yeah. Like not my kind of emo though. That's why I never like connected to it. But this is what I saw on a Reddit post. It said, fun fact, because Gerard Way formed My Chemical Romance in response to his PTSD from the 9/11 attacks, which I didn't know.
What?
Allegedly.
That's the first I've heard of
allegedly,
that.
Allegedly. And because 50 Shades of Grey is Twilight-inspired fan fiction that became its own story, technically 9/11 caused 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh my God. Wow, that's a lot of, that's what, 3 degrees, 4 degrees?
I mean, I guess it's like the butterfly effect of
damn.
My Chemical Romance. Okay, so going back to Twilight, I just kind of like Googled some crazy shit that people did inspired by Twilight. Number one are the tattoos. You know, so many people got Twilight tattoos, but one that I found that was insane, 49-year-old Twihard, that's what they call him, Kathy Ward got a Twilight back tattoo.
Twihard, that's what they call
them.
I feel
like you could come up with a better name. I guess maybe that was before people like had nicknames for fans for anything.
Yeah.
Twihard.
Twihard.
Like a they're hard for fucking
Twilighty.
Twilight.
Well, like a tryhard.
Twihard. I guess it is tryhard. Yeah. Anyways, her twi tats cost
she had some twatoos.
Twatoos.
Her tattoos cost more than 2,000 pounds, which is not that much when you see this tattoo, and covered her whole back. The supermarket worker saved up for months to pay for this painful 22-hour in the tattoo chair. Now I'm going to show it to you. Do you want to explain this to our listeners?
Oh my God. There's two Robert Pattinsons.
And two Bellas.
There's like two scenes. One where they're like face to face, surrounded by flowers, and one where it's Taylor. Is that Taylor Lautner?
Yeah, it's supposed to be. It doesn't look like him.
Yeah,
look, Jared.
Jesus Christ, dude! Full back.
Why did he need two?
No, because I think that I don't remember exactly how the movies went, but like the one is Bella's with Taylor Lautner, and they're together. So I think that they ended up together in the story, and then Robert Pattinson looks pissed. He's like looking away.
Oh, and then they get together.
I think they get married at the end, Robert Pattinson and Bella. So there's two Robert Pattinsons, two Bellas, and then one Taylor Lautner coming between them, and then a whole like forest background. No, there's three. There he is again.
There's another Pattinson.
There's another Pattinson on her side. So there's three Robert Pattinson.
It goes around to the front. Oh my God.
I wish I had a side view of this tattoo, but $2,000. How much do tattoos cost, Jared?
Tattoos for a full back piece? $2,000?
Yeah. No.
I think it's going to be probably more than that.
I mean, that doesn't seem like that much money.
No.
To cover your entire back in a tattoo.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, people pay that for like half of a sleeve. It depends on the artist and the quality of the work. And that is a ridiculous tattoo.
That's a ridiculous tattoo. That is, but you know what? She's a twihard.
She's a twihard.
I can't imagine like.
She twies the hardest.
She twies.
I can't imagine getting to that moment with someone, that intimate moment, you know.
Where and like, then you're like, what is that?
Oh my God, she's taking her shirt off.
Like you're hooking up with somebody.
You see that? That's like, I would
that type
run.
Of person. That type of person, though, she is like, she's on some message board. She's trying to find another Twilight
That's
fan.
The first thing you learn about this person when you meet her.
Absolutely. Yes.
There's
tattoo is not a surprise.
No, the tattoo is not a surprise. No. We're going to get into more because here's some other signs.
Can I show you one thing before we move on?
Yeah.
My band in the late 2000s put out a Twilight inspired t-shirt.
Oh yeah, it's so good.
Wow.
And I wanted to show you guys. You
should have worn it today.
We did it as a joke, and people thought that we were being serious.
Did you end up selling it?
Didn't sell well, but we did.
It didn't?
Sell it. We sold, and there's a few left. I gotta find one.
You have them?
Want
one.
This girl came to a show and she had it, and it was like such a rare situation. We didn't make very many.
Can we see it? Oh my God, I love it.
I do too.
I didn't.
And it's like during your era of it's like Can't Stop, Won't Stop, isn't it?
No, it was the album right after that. Oh, no, actually, yeah, you might be right.
Because you guys look like a bunch of little Robert Pattinsons.
Well, because you're all wearing makeup. And I think that was a picture from your music video when you all had a bunch of makeup on.
Yeah, that's from that's a whole different story. But, but we did a music video and the makeup artist like way overdid it.
She's like heavy foundation for
so
all
we're
of
like,
oh my God.
Because we were laughing about how all the vampires in the movie, like we saw like, you know, a clip from the movie and they all were like way overdone with makeup.
Yeah.
They were all like We're like, we Robert should Robert Pattinson
had lipstick on.
Yeah, we're like, we should use our look from this video and do like a funny Twilight shirt. Because
it's perfect. Just put a blue filter on it and you're good to go.
Yeah, and to us it was hilarious, but people were like, oh, cool, they did a Twilight shirt. Like, it's like a...
You're like, no, it's supposed to be funny.
Like, no, it's funny. And that was the moment where we realized that like your humor will never translate.
No. But I think it's funny.
I do too.
So there's a rare shirt out there somewhere.
Okay, so the next thing that somebody did is a 16-year-old named Taylor Walker got permanent fangs. She somehow found a dentist to put fang veneers on her canine teeth, and she just lived her life like that.
Semi-permanent.
Yeah. I mean, you can get the veneer, but also
expensive. A 16-year-old?
Yeah. Her mom like had to have signed off on it. I think this is a picture of her, unless it's just a picture that they put in the note.
Nope, those are fangs.
The article.
Oh my God.
As somebody that has bondings and might get veneers because my teeth are fucked up, those are going to crack. That probably cracked off so many times.
Yeah.
And just like snapped off while she was eating a sandwich.
Totally.
The next thing is people that decorated their rooms. Now, I know a lot of people decorated their rooms, but one that I found extremely interesting was a 56-year-old woman named Linda Moore. And I'm again going to show this to Alexis.
This is
going to
be good.
To describe what's going on in this picture.
Oh, goodness. Goodness. So we've got a standing cardboard cutout of Robert Pattinson in the corner. We've got Robert Pattinson bedding, pillows,
posters,
like, and then like sconces and shit that look sort of creepy. So she's got like a half goth, like the whole room is Robert Pattinson, a Robert Pattinson blanket.
Yeah.
That she's wearing on her body.
I'm going to show this to you, Jared.
Oh yeah.
What do you think is the best part of this photo?
The best part of this photo.
He's God. Looking. We'll post this on our Instagram.
So much to love.
There's so much to look at. Like details everywhere.
I think my favorite part of this photo is just like the pose that she's in. Like,
yeah.
She's got this like sexy confidence and she's like, look at what I've done. And like to her, this is like.
She's proud of it.
Yeah. She's like proud of it. And honestly, anybody who's like proud of their collection, no matter what it is, as long as it's not like off like some
guns
deep end. Yeah. Like I back it. Like, this is what she loves.
No, I love it. I'm always jealous of people that love stuff because I've never loved anything like this.
And that's my second feeling is like, man, I wish that I had a room that was like decked out in something that I loved.
Yeah.
But there's nothing in my life that I care that much about.
Me either.
No.
So good for her. But also, you look ridiculous. Save,
you have too much stuff.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I don't like the clutter.
This is my favorite part. She has a, it looks like a handmade quilt with different pictures of Robert Pattinson that I'm sure she did herself. So Linda... I wonder if your room is still like this. I love you.
You love hard, lady.
You love hard.
Yep.
Okay.
You're a twihard.
There's two more. So Bella and Robert Pattinson, I forget what his, Edward. They get married in the last film or something like that. And she has this wedding dress on. So after that, everybody was obsessed with the wedding dress and everybody wanted to buy it for their own wedding. So there's this American designer, Alfred Angelo. He was granted the rights to actually make the dress and sell it.
He did the same thing with Disney. I'm familiar.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I actually think the dress is quite pretty.
He has a whole collection on like all the princesses' dresses.
For wedding dresses?
Yeah. Like
he did
all that licensing. Yeah.
Wow. That's really cool.
A genius.
Yeah. I'm sure. But anyways, they had to like stop selling them a lot of places because girls would just come in and say that they were getting married so they could try on the dress. So it like inundated like all of their inventory of trying to actually show dresses to actual brides. I think the dress is actually really pretty. It's a long sleeve dress with like a V-neck and then it has this like back cutout.
It is pretty.
It could be a lot uglier.
It's very classic.
You actually wouldn't be embarrassed if you wore that dress to a wedding. Like your wedding.
I like it.
Because you could kind of be like, it doesn't scream Twilight.
No, it doesn't scream like Disney copy.
No, it doesn't. Yeah,
people are so funny.
And then the last thing that happened is a lot of people ended up having Twilight themed weddings.
Mm.
There is this one couple from the UK. They had a Breaking Dawn inspired wedding ceremony complete with a replica of Bella's dress. And they chose the same songs from the Twilight movie for their first kiss and their exit down the aisle.
Hell yeah. It was probably like Evanescence or some shit. Dude, yeah. Go all the way. If you're going to do it, like go all the way.
Okay, they went all the way because
I love Jared's enthusiasm on this.
After they got married, they changed their last name to Cullen. And it was actually the groom's idea to change their surname. So they were both massive Twilight fans.
That is so weird.
They probably met through like a Twilight message board, like I'm saying. Like, I'm super glad that they found each other. And like, fuck it. Do what makes you happy.
I'm pulling the YOLO card here. You live one time.
You're Cullens now.
And if in that timeline, you meet someone who's also this down to do this.
It makes me happy. I'm like, you guys can like not so awesome. Like be shameless about your love for Twilight.
It's like, I wish it was us with Star Wars, but I know. It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
I know.
No, we don't have that. You don't like Star Wars that much, Jared.
No.
No.
I don't like anything that much.
Me either.
Yeah.
I'm dead inside.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're running late. Do we just call it?
I think so.
I think we're going to call it.
This was good.
We'll be back with some Morsi firsties, but like I knew the Twilight was going to
take over.
It's so good.
It is good.
We'll go listen to some Evanescence now.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't even know if they were in the soundtrack, but they should have been.
Totally.
I feel like they should have been.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.